Here I am again, on the other side, and it's still the same morning. I haven't run off and come back again. Sorry I got kind of close on the end of that tape there, but I got it shut off in time so I didn't have to re-thread it, but I doubt if you guys did. But, especially the way I usually linger on at the end of my tapes, you know, you kind of get used to that, and then all of a sudden you run out of tape. But, I don't know, all of a sudden I run out of things to say now. I don't know. I can tell you the weather, looks like it appears that the monsoons were in season when I came. We were raining about every day, but only once. It wasn't really too bad. It didn't get all that warm. And then we went about, the first part of this week and the last part of last week, we went about 4 days, 5 days straight without any rain at all. And then we got rain yesterday. And, rain yesterday and the day before, and I think we're going to get rain today. So, come about the middle of January, end of January, so the monsoons will be over here and they'll be starting up north. And then it'll be getting really, really warm down here. So, I don't know what I'll be doing. I'll spend most of my day down in the air conditioned talk, or BOC, whatever they call it here. So, until now, that's about it. I'm going to go ahead and try to get some transportation down to the Civilian Education Office right now, see what's going on. So I'll talk with you later about it. Well, right now it's about 10 minutes to 1 on the 24th, Christmas Eve. And it's taken me about 3 days to get this tape written, I think. Seemed to me I recall starting it about, 22nd, I guess. But, last night I took my first shift. I was supposed to get a couple of days break in, but I decided I didn't need it, so I went down and took my first shift last night. Actually at noon yesterday, or I guess about noon, and I just got off about noon again, went over to ate dinner, and then went back down there again. I had a drop load report to fill out and everything. My replacement did it, but I stood by and watched what he did. I knew how already, but I just thought I'd make sure. So I went up and did my duty and came back to the room, and now I'm laying on my bed talking to you all on the tape. I'm going to have to get a letter out here pretty soon to Jenny because I am kind of neglecting her. I don't believe I've written since the 22nd, so I better get one out. And so that's it. I can give you an idea just to, you want to fill the rest of the tape up and get it in the mail. I can give you an idea of what I did, the parts of it I can tell you anyway. I mean, if I can remember that far back, but I don't know, I got to work there at noon, and then wasn't much going on, so I came back to the room and got a fan that was all frozen up, and I took it down there, and while I was monitoring the radios, et cetera, I worked on the fan. I took it all apart, and took all the dirt, and found the reason it was locking up, and got rid of the reason, re-lubricated it, put it back together, cleaned it up, and now it's blowing on me right now. It works real good. That took me about an hour or two, and I got my hands all greasy. I sat there for a while and answered the radio a couple times, and then left and got my hands washed and came back. And it was about time to go down to the 2 Field Force Tactical Operations Center, which is the headquarters for all of 3 Corps, 3rd Military Region. Went down there and got our clearances to go in. It's underground, you know, concrete and all that business, and really classy down there. All the maps and teletypes and all that stuff, really sharp. So we went down there and picked up the Chinook missions for the following day. That was about 5:30. Then I came back and I didn't like the method they were using posting these missions on the map, so I devised a new method that I like better and more understandable to me. I posted all the missions on the map and estimated how much time it would take to complete each mission, and then divvied them up to the companies on a time basis to give them an equal amount of time. And then we passed the missions. This was to about, 10 minutes after 7 or so. We got the missions down to the companies, which is generally about an hour later. But since I'm doing it this different way, it takes a little longer to get the missions, but they're a lot more correct, and they've all been planned and everything prior to them getting them. So they don't have any turnback missions, missions that they couldn't possibly complete due to lack of time or et cetera, people making mistakes at higher headquarters. But I iron all these out prior to them getting the companies, and then all they do with the companies is have to fly them. So I get the missions out about 7:10. Next time I get on, I'm going to get down to the 2 Field Force a little bit earlier, and I should be able to get the missions out at the same time they were getting them before, and getting them a little bit better than they have been getting them. So nothing much happened after that. It was kind of slack. You start getting your calls back from the companies, telling them how many sorties they carried and how many packs and how many tons and how many hours they flew and so forth, both companies. Then you compile this into a report, and then you forward it to higher headquarters. That was one form of report. And then you set up all your notes and everything, and you tell the colonel the next day in his briefing, and how many, you know, all everything that the operations did and what his companies did as far as operations goes. And this colonel is excellent. This guy really likes to keep ahead of what's going on, and all of his staff people really briefing daily, every morning. I get the first briefing at 7:30, and then all of his other people briefing and so forth all day long. He's subject to come down and visit you once in a while, too, so you come up with these new ideas or better ideas or any ideas at all, as long as they're valid. He's all for it, you know, and if he has something to say about him, he says something about him. But anyway, he likes to kind of keep forward with them. So you prepare your notes for that purpose the next morning. Also, your commo shop gets all of its teletype messages down, all of its SOI changes, all on the teletype, this, that, and everything else. And some of it's disseminated to operations, and that is put down in the log or filed or whatever's supposed to be done with it. Also, the sergeant of the guard at 6:30 hold a 6:30 hold yourself a guard mount and get your guards briefed and go out there on the bunker line, which is right adjacent to our little thing here. And the guard line that we have is an inner guard line. There's actually an outer perimeter another half a mile away that would actually have to go through before they ever got to our perimeter. So that makes it pretty good. Then, you go out and inspect the guards once before midnight and once afterwards. And that would take care of the night. I just kind of got it caught out and stacked out until about 6 in the morning. Then I left the sergeant in charge and came up to my room and took all my clothes off, went and took a shower and shaved and everything you do in the mornings, and put on brand new starch fatigues and everything. Then I got down about 7 o'clock and went down to the talk again, picked up my notes that we'd compiled the night before and studied them over real carefully. And then I went to the colonel's office, 7:25, waiting for him to come to work. And he walked in the door, and I followed him right in and reported to him, getting the whole proof of what's going to happen and what's going to happen today, what happened yesterday, what's going to happen today, and et cetera, all over that. Then I finished that and had a cup of coffee and sat back down in operations and got a Playboy magazine out I found in the dingy drawer. And then a couple problems came up with people on the ground not corresponding to the missions they sent in the night before, and a little conflict there I had to straighten out. And one mission was changed slightly, another was canceled. So you have to disseminate this information to the companies, write it up in your log, et cetera, et cetera. And that's about all I did until noon. I got relieved and went over and ate lunch, and here I am. So that kind of takes care of what a full shift's like. When I got back on my bed, there was that little care package here. It looked a little cloth sack it was about 3 or 4 inches thick, maybe a foot high and 10 inches wide, you know, full of, I had a small box of soap in it and a powdered soap for detergent, had a bar of soap in it. Let me see what else it's got. A little bit of writing paper. It's got a washcloth, a Christmas card telling who the package was from, a little bit of Lifesavers, a big pack of Dentine, and a pack of Wrigley Spearmint. Not a pack, but I mean a whole, like the Spearmint here has 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 5-cent packs in it. So that came from the Alabama chapter of the American Red Cross, and somebody had their name written in there, and I guess everybody got one laid on their bunk in the whole unit here. I don't know where they came from or anything, but that's what was sitting on my bed. And I came back, and a hooch mate had already taken my laundry out that I changed in the morning and had my boots out, and she just walked in about 5 minutes ago and brought my spit shine boots back, and I gave her the powdered soap so she can use for my laundry. And so far you're up to date now. You know as much about what's going on over here as I do, which is kind of funny. I've been trying to find a service club over here that special services. They had a craft shop. They had a craft shop at Fulloy, and I was tempted to go in and buy a balsa wood airplane and start manufacturing an airplane, you know, to find a free flight or RC or whatever, you know, whatever they had, and do that kind of in my spare time between all my 2 days off. I get every other 3 days and work on that, but I haven't found anybody around here that knows where a craft shop's at, unless I go all the way back to Fulloy to get this thing. So I'm going to be looking for that a little later on today. Plus, I got to go down to the education center and see what's going on down there and what they got. And then probably tonight or tomorrow morning, I'll probably write a letter to the Department of the Army telling them my intentions, what I would like to do when I get back from Vietnam, et cetera, and pitch myself into the college completion program. That I'll do everything I can. Tell them what I'm willing to do and what I'm not willing to do, and et cetera. Using my tact, of course, and everything that I know how to do, try to get the course. So that entails what I'm going to do today. Now, tonight I'm going to sleep. Tomorrow, like I say, I'll probably write that letter early in the morning and get it off. I'm going to write a letter to you, Janny, and kind of just duff off all day long. If I find a model or something, I'll start working on or something. But as soon as I get my letter back from DA, then I'll go ahead and start my college courses. University of Maryland starts here on the January 21st, I guess, so I can get a letter to DA and back before it starts. And the University of Maryland classes are actually sit-in classes. They got, you know, regular college professors and everything over here. They offer maybe a dozen and a half courses each semester, you know, fairly common courses like English Lit and Western Civ and all those other basic courses. So if I need any of those, I'll get them checked out. I also have to write the schools that I've attended and get a transcript sent to the Department of the Army so they can enter the education on my Form 66. Well, that gives me an idea what I do on my day off. Well, I haven't had a day off yet, but I'm just beginning it, so I'll kind of keep you posted. Looks to me like I'm running out of things to say before I run out of tape, so since the mail doesn't go out until 6:30 in the morning, I'm just going to go ahead and cut it off right here and go about my business, and then if I've accomplished something, or maybe this evening right after dinner or something, I'll come back to the tape and finish it off, and then I'll have it in the mail in the morning. I promise. Okay, goodbye for now. Okay, it's about almost 4:30 here, 4:25 or so. Still on December 24th. I haven't skipped a day this time, and I'll just let you know what I did this afternoon. That should carry me out of tape, and then I got kind of some business to take care of tonight. But first thing I did after I shut the tape off this time, I went up to the motor pool and got myself a driver's license. That took about 15-20 minutes. Came back down, looked for a vehicle, and asked everybody, and I couldn't find one to go to the places I wanted to go, so I came back and went to bed. Had a fan blowing on me full blast, and then I was sleeping good and sound until 3:30. One of the guys from the BOC down there came and got me and woke me up, and I had to get dressed and go down there and had a briefing with the S3. And the S3 gave us all of the information on the Bob Hope Show. And this, let me tell you, this is really some mission planning going on here. This is, I don't know, it's equal to one of those brass strikes or one of those demonstrations you fly in Reforger or anything else. All of the backups and everything for this and that, and all of the alternate routes and the whole shooting match and the plans in case the aircraft goes down that he's in, and et cetera, et cetera. It's really something else. The thing took about an hour just to get the briefing over with, and then that just told the chain of events and who to contact when something happened. So it's really quite a thing. It appears he's going to be here tomorrow. It would be Christmas Day here in Long Bend, and be down there at the amphitheater, and I think I'll be able to get over there since I'm off tomorrow, even though I got the briefing. I just know what's going on, and so but I should be able to make it over there and see the show, but who knows. So you know, that's all good information. While I was over there, they passed around the word that there's going to be an officer's call tonight, and the colonel seems to want to get together in the Oak Club tonight about 5, which is only about a half an hour from now, so I gotta go over. In fact, I gotta check my mail over there anyway, so I don't know if I've even gotten any mail now. I left Fulloy on the 22nd and left my change of addresses and everything, and then then I got over here, and what's gonna happen is that the mail I would have got on the 22nd. It's got to be sent back to the APO on the 23rd, rerouted here, and then picked up here. Well, I didn't get any yesterday, so it means I probably didn't get any the 22nd, and the same goes for any mail received after that, so I'm hoping to get some tonight. Well, I just had to cut the tape off. My hooch maid walked in on me, and she brought back my pillowcase and told me she wasn't going to be working tomorrow, so I wished her a Merry Christmas and gave her a pack of gum and a pack of Lifesavers out of that kit I just got today, and wished her the same. So she's just gone now, and I guess I won't see her until the next day. Not that I mind or anything, but I do like my shine shoes and my made bed every morning. So she seemed to be real nice. She wanted to know who I was talking to on the tape, so I said, I was talking to my wife. She says, well, you can go on, you can go ahead and talk. And I says, no, I can't do that. Could you talk to your husband when I'm in the present? And then she says, yes. And I says, are you married? She says, no. So that's why she can, but I don't know. I kind of like to sit back here all by myself when I talk to folks back home, and seems to be it's none of anybody's business. But it looks like I'm getting short of tape here, so I'm going to go ahead and close out, and it is Christmas Eve, and although Christmas will be over when you receive this tape, I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and it looks like I'm going to have a pretty good one, too, going to see the Bob Hope show. So Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year, and I'll go ahead and finish this out. So I love you all, and be good, enjoy yourselves, and eat all that good candy and stuff. Good night.